Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah daf Chav Daled, and we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis after the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about the Ben Ir Shehalach LeKrach and Ben Krach Shehalach LeIr. If somebody is in the other type of city on the days of Purim, what is the halacha? Again, there's a lot of halacha lemaisa to do here, and a lot of many different interpretations of the Mishnah. But we had just one shot was that if you have a Ben Ir whose Purim is on the 14th, went to a Tesvav, or Tesvav went to Yudalit, so it depends when they're planning to come back. In Mother's Elachim, if they're planning to come back before the morning, Limkamo to their own spot, so then they read it like their own spot. They're not Nimshach and Mechuyev based on where they are. But if they're planning to be there, they're planning to spend the day there, so then Kori Yimayim. So we'll see more details. So Nicha says the Gemara, Nicha Chav Gimel Beis, Ben Krach Shehalach Le'ir, Shezmanu Me'uchar. I understand that if you have a 15 person day, a Tezvav guy, right, a Ben Krach Shehalach Le'ir, that happens to be in a Yud Dalid, Shezmanu Me'uchar, that his original Zman, his original Chiyav is Me'uchar. So I understand what the Mishnah says, that it depends when you're going back. That's what the Karban Eda says. Shezmanu Me'uchar Mizman Ha'ayaros. So Ikala Meimar Masilach Zolom Kamo B'Tezvav. You could say if on Yud Dalet he's planning to be back in his city by Tezvav, so then I'll read it as a Tezvav. But Ben Ir Shehalach LeKrach Ve'Ein Zmanu Muktam. But if somebody is a Ben Ir that is a 14 day person that went to the Krach, that went to the 15th day, whose man is muktam. So what does the Mishnah mean? Asil lachzar, right? The question should, the language should be, says the Karban Eda, im chazar chazar. Did he come back? If he came back, he came back. If he didn't, then he's mechuyev. What do you mean im asil lachzar, right? That his day is earlier than the next day, right? It's too late. Rav Yudin less kan ben ir shalach lachrach. You're right. Take that out. Take that out from the Mishnah. The problem is, v'tani de beis rebbe kain ben krach shalach la'ir. Take out the Ben Ir Shehalach LeKrach, and Rebbe even had a brisa that said it's only the other one. But Rebbe Yosi, says, no, maybe you could come up with the other side also. Is, change the word to is. Is kan ba'asil ishtakeya imahen. Right? Maybe it's a situation where the Yudalid guy decided to remain in the Krach through the Boker of Yudalid. Right? So he was in the Krach and he decided to remain there. So that's when he has a din of a, Ben Krach, right, if he decides to stay there. There's other pshatim also, but again, a lot of it goes by the morning. It's always a good idea if anybody is switching places to not be there when morning arrives. Somebody is, was Yosei Yud Dalid, and then they go to Yerushalayim for the night of Shushan Purim. It's a good idea not to sleep over there. I mean, if you want to have Purim again, you can. But if one doesn't want to be Mechuyev again, so then it's generally a good idea not to be there by the morning, right? Like the many Mefarshim understand. Rav Yosa, we continue now. Rav Yosa, we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's pshat of the next line. Rav Yosa, when do we say that if you went out from your own place and you're planning to come back, so then v'ushi yatsa kodem l'sheheir mizrach, right? As we just said, he leaves before the morning of the city he is visiting, right? That's how the Pnei Moshe understands it, right? Kodem Sheheir Mizrach, Shu Kodem Yalos Amud HaShachar, before Amud HaShachar in the place that he is visiting. Avalam Yatsa Lacha Sheheir Mizrach, Far Niftar. But if he stayed there and he left after it already was the morning, then he's already Niftar from the Chiyuv of his place, and he has to read in the place where he is, right? If he wakes up and he's in a different place, right, if somebody's a Tezvav person and he sleeps over in Yud Dalid and then he wakes up in the Yud Dalid spot, so the Gemara says, at least according to this shot, Kfar Niftar, the way the Pnei Moshe reads it, Klomar, Kfar Nistalik Me'alav Chov Azman Mekomo, it's lost. I'm a Yerushalayim Jew and I'm sleeping somewhere outside of Yerushalayim and I sleep there on the night of Purim. Lel Yud Dalid, I wake up Yud Dalid morning. So according to this way of reading the Gemara, you got to read Yud Dalid. You got to read Yud Dalid. Whether you go to Tesvav and have 2 days Purim, that's your choice. But if you wake up in Yud Dalid, so then you're already Niftar. You're already been Niftar from your original place, and now you're in the new place, according to this. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov bai Me'ata. Let me ask this question. You're telling me everything goes by the morning? That's what you're saying? So yes, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. What about this case? Bai Me'ata Ger Shemo Lachash Heir Mizrach. What if there's a Ger that converts Purim afternoon? Purim afternoon. He has Mila and Tevila, Kfar Niftar. You want to say he's Niftar and what? And he's not Chayv in Purim? Because you see it goes by the morning. So this Tesvav person who woke up in the Yudalad, we say, okay, the morning is crucial, therefore you're a Dalad person. This person was a guy in the morning of Purim. So you got to say he didn't have a Chayv at all, right? So no answer to that question here in the Yerushalmi. The question is, does this apply to every time there's a mitzvah that you have to do and he converts in the middle of the day? So again, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, we generally wouldn't convert on Shabbos or Yontif. They're not going to the mikvah. Bez is not sitting on Shabbos and Yontif. But do you go by the morning, by all mitzvahs for a ger? Right? If a ger converts, you know, when did the chiv of Sfiras HaOmer, you know, start? So we have a big sugya of Gershon is Gayer. It's a classic bar mitzvah pshetel of a katan shenis gadel and ger shenis gayer. But lechora, the only issue is, did you count yesterday and the day before? Does that happen? There's no discussion of, well, when the chovas mitzvah of today kicked in. So what about here? So Shlomo Zalman talks about that in a tshuva. And Shlomo Zalman discusses that maybe he's mechalik between a ger and an onain. A ger and an onain. Says Shlomo Zalman, nearly v'yazdaiti, tekiva t'chasva Torah ha-yehudim ha-prazim, ha-yoshvim ba'arei ha-prazos. Right? Who's obligated? The Jews that are in the walled cities, the Jews are the big cities. V'yamrina delo mikri yoshev ba'arei ha-prazos, ela imkein ha-yesham b'tchilas hayom. That's the Gemara. Ukemochen lo nikra yoshev b'mukafos choma, ela imkein darshan b'tchilas hayom. But the beginning of the day determines, lachain, onain, shehu Yisrael, nikra shaper Yehudei prazi, hayoshev ba'ari ha-prazos. That's another lamdus. An onain is a Jew's mechuyav who has a ptur. Right? He's a Jew's mechuyav who has a ptur, who has a hafka for a mitzvah, because he's an onain. V'yavagad de b'chilas hayom haya pater mishemosek b'mitzvah, he's pater b'komakam acharkach shaper chayiv. A child who becomes a gadol in the middle of the day. So there's a difference between someone who has a chiyuv who then has a ptur, like a katon or like an onain, versus a goy. It's not like a goy is mechuyev with a ptur. He's not mechuyev. Masha'enkein, but Gershon is gayer. The betchilas hayom lo haya klal Yehudi prazi. Ulabasashin is gayer chashav nami kegufa achrina. Shafer amrina de lo mikri yoshev. Veroen oso ki'ilu lo haya sham bechlal betchilas hayom. It's as if he wasn't there. He wasn't in a walled city and he wasn't in a non-walled city. Where was he? I don't know, in space. Right? He wasn't there. So therefore, the Gemara can have that question and maybe he's not mechuyev in Purim. He's not mechuyev in the Megillah because the chiyuv kicks in at tchilas hayom. But again, lamdus wise, it's different by a ger than a gadol or an onain that the kfura occurs. There is, I think I mentioned in the past, gershon is gayer. You know, shouldn't the lashon be goyish and is gayer? Mm-hmm. What do you mean gershon is gayer? He wasn't his gayer if it was a ger. So maybe he's alluding to the fact that all gerim are asidim lavo and were gerim at Har Sinai. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew they're already labeled gershon is gayer even before. We continue. Says about Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Boy. What about this case? Ben Ir Sha'akarti Raso Leli Chamisha Asar. A Ben Ir, a Yudalid person. Sha'akarti Raso Lel Chamisha Asar. So he was Oker his Dira on the night of the 15th. Let's say that means he was Yosef Purim on Yudalid in Beit Shemesh. And then he went to Yerushalayim. He slept over in Yerushalayim. Nischayev Kan Vekan. Nischayev both. Nischayev both. He already had Purim, but now he wakes up in the morning and he's already in Tezvav. Nischayev Kan, Vikan. And what about the other way? We'll get to that. We'll see let me mention it already. You know what? No. Let's do the next line. Uben Krach, Sha'akar, Di Raso, Balel, switch the word Chamisha. So what about the other case? You have a Ben Krach, a 15th day person, Jew. And Akar, Di Raso, Balel, Chamisha, Asar. He was Akar, Di Raso, Chamisha, Asar. Niftar, Mikan, Mikan. He's a 15th day Jew. And what happens? He's in the krach. I'm going to do 15th. And it was the 14th, the 14th. I don't know, 10 minutes before Shkia. He leaves Yerushalayim. He goes out. And everybody's finishing Purim. Right? So he didn't wake up here. And he's not going to wake up in the 15th. So is it possible not to have Purim? Says the Gemara, Niftar, Mikana, Mikana, according to this day, if it goes by the morning. You look in the Rashba, on this Mishnah, on Daf Yutes in the Bavli, he talks about this and he finds it a little surprising. He says, Elenian ben krach shalach le'ir. Vein daito lachsulam komo. You have a tesvav Jew who goes to the ear. Vein daito lachsulam komo below yudalid. Vikara imahim. Right? It's a case where you have a tesvav Jew that's in a yudalid place. So he reads it like a yudalid person. He's not planning to come back. He's planning to be in, you know, a yudalid for Purim. And then all of a sudden, late on yudalid, something comes up and he has to go back to his spot. He has to go back home to the tesvav. The Rashba says he's going to have to do Purim twice. Right? He wasn't planning on being in, he was planning to be what's called, Pruz Ben Yomo, an open city person for the day. Right? That's what he was planning. So, Vikari Mom, he helped Purim on Yudalid. And then he's got to go back. He wasn't planning on it. Im Chazar Lum Koma Balal Tezvav, Kasub Betosos, he quotes some Rishonim, She'ein Svara, She'yachzer V'yikra Pam Shenis, in Bnei Akrach, She'kfar Niftar. He already had Purim. He happens to be in Tezvav. Says the Rashba, what am I going to do? Avo masasi b'Yerushalmi, shu chayiv. I found in the Yerushalmi that you're chayiv. He quotes this Gemara that you could have two Purims, be chayiv in both. Chayiv in both, because this is where he woke up. So the Rashba notes it, but he's surprised by it. Again, this is all in one siman in Shulchan Aruch, that discusses all of these, halachas in Tuf, Reish, Pei, Ches, Krachem, Okafim, Chome. He talks about the chilik between the two. And he talks about what if you have a suffig and a halacha hey. Ben ir shalach lekracho, ben krach shalach leir. Ima yidaito lachsulam komo bizman kriya, vinis ake velo chazar. Right? If he was planning to go back to his place, vinis ake vchozer kim komo, velo yidaito lachsulam lachar, zman kriya, kore manchi emakom shehusham, vichulu. And then the Ramah talks about Bamidbar obisvina. Let's get to that. Let's continue. Yeba, so where are we up to? Ben ir maoshe yotzi ben krach, yude chovaso. A Benir, a Yudalah Jew, can he be motzi a Ben Krach in his chiyuv? Right? If a Yudalah Jew goes, he's a great Bal Korei, so they hire him to come to lay the Megillah in Yerushalayim in Tezvav. So Gemara says, L'chora not. Yeba kahada, kol she'ine muchaya bedavar, in a motzi esarab dechavasan. If somebody's not muchaya bedavar, they can't be motzi esarab dechavasan. So if I'm not, it's not Purim for me today, how can I be motzi you? Right? This is, if you remember, we spoke about this way back, 24 days ago, on Daf Beis, we had a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. What does it mean, the Yemei HaKnisa? What does it mean that you can lay the Megillah a couple days earlier? So we spoke then about Rashi's shot is that the people in the villages didn't know how to lane, so they used to come to the big cities, and the person in the big city used to lane for them. And Tosfos, and every Rishonim ask, but they're not Mechuya Bedavar that day. So how could they be Motzi? So they have to give a different shot. No, it was the day that the villagers got together and laid for themselves. But the Rishonim asked this question on Rashi, right? Somebody's not mechuyev b'davar, how can you be motzi? So that's in one direction. So a ben ir could be motzi a ben krach? No. But what about the other way? Ben krach moshi yotzi is ben ir yidechavaso. So what about if you have a tesvav Jew? Could he be motzi a yudalid Jew on yudalid? So Gemara says, maybe it's the same problem. Maybe it's no good, right? You're not mechuyev today. It's not your Purim. Or do we say, no, didn't we say earlier in the Masechta? I'm going to quote it again. That b'dieved b'dieved, yudalid is the big day for everybody. Really, if a tesvav Jew read it on yudalid, they're yotzei. They're Yotzei, b'dieved. Right, we're supposed to read it on the different days, but you're Yotzei, so maybe that would work. Right, the question is, this is the question of the Yerushalmi. It's not answered. There's no answer given. The question is, does the Bavli argue on this? Because the Bavli's line is, lo shel zeviz v'lo shel zeh, but it sounds like neither, right, this line of quoting the Tezvav Jew is Yotzei, b'dieved, with Yudalit is not quoted there. Sounds like lo kriyaso shel zeh, kriyaso shel zeh. So that's a question. If you look in that simen, as we just read in Tafresh Peches, the Shulchan Aruch says we read the Shulchan Aruch, krakshus, if it's a suffik, we read that. Mishadino, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishadino likro betezvav. Einu yachol likro v'liftar l'bnei yudalad b'yudalad. V'chein lehefech, right? We're paskening like that day, that it goes in both directions. Yudalad tezvav, there are two different chiyuv days, and they can't be motzi each other. Kiva sheinu mechuyev ata bedavar. Vaprima gadim kasav to be the evan and ben krak kar leben yudalid be yudalid yatsa. The prima gadim quotes this Yerushalmi be the evan that if a tesvav Jew lands it on yudalid for a ben yudalid yotze. Sharatzi in the Mishnah Berurah. Af agav de Yerushalmi mistapik bazeh lini ben krach im yachaloti ben ayir bi yudalid. The Yerushalmi here has a suffix. Bi gemara dilan mashma du likuva betezvav. If you look in the Bavli, it sounds like there's no suffix. It sounds like it doesn't work. It sounds like just like a yudalid cannot be motzi a tezvav Jew on tezvav, a tezvav Jew cannot be motzi a yudalid Jew on yudalid. V'yim kein memeila in yachal hotzi the bnei yudalid biyom yudalid. So if you have a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, Bavli wins. Bavli wins, and therefore you would not be yotze in that case. Achein says the Shaar Tzion midivrei hagra b'simin ze muchach du sfir lu gedram shas didan modal ad Yerushalmi. Look in the Gra, it sounds like that he thinks that the Bavli would agree to the Yerushalmi b'di'eved. And the Bavli is just saying it lechad chila, two different days. But b'di'eved they would also agree. So again, according to that, you'd be able to paskin b'di'eved and say it's even like the Yerushalm. The Bavli would also agree. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yudin Boi Ben Ir Shenasan Daito Lakar Di Raso Lel Chamisha Asar. What does that mean? A Ben Ir, a 14-day Jew, that decided to be Oker his Dira. The Havamina here is that he's already in the Krach. He's in Yerushalayim, and he decides that he's going to stay there. So what does he do? So Gemara says, that's obvious. La basi sahi ben here shalach lekrach. Right? Our Mishnah said, if he decides he's not coming back, he's not asin lachsulim komo on that day, then he reads it like the place where he is. What's the question? So Gemara said, no, masnisa b'shahaya b'krach. The Mishnah is where he already went there. He's a Yudala Jew who's in the Yerushalayim, Tezvav, and he is planning to stay there. So then he reads it obviously Tezvav. Matzricha le k'shaya b'ir. Reb Yudin's question was, what if he's a Yudalid Jew, and he's in Yudalid, and he's planning to go for Yerushalayim tomorrow, to Tesvav for Purim, but he's in Yudalid, he's in his home, so that was the question. Do you already say that it goes by his Das, he's already going to be there, or no? Right now he's here, he's at home, so therefore he has to go by, you know, where he is. The answer to that question is going to be in two lines. You know what? Let's do that for a second, just so that it keeps the flow. Skip to two lines. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Al Kein Hayudim Aprazim Parus Hayabos Hasha. So the answer to the question is no. If you're a Yudala Jew and you're Purim, it's Yudalid, and you're in your own home, you have to read the Megillah. It's Purim. You want to go tomorrow? So then that's what the Yerushalmi says set up above, that it's you'll have a second day, but you know you can't get out. You are a Prazi right now. Period. So now I'll go back to the two lines that we skipped. Aval bim mefarshe yamim v'holchei midbaros karen kedarken babasar. What if you are not in a walled city and not in an open city? You're just traveling. You're traveling. What's the halacha? Where are you? Right? Even if you, let's say you're going to a walled city, but you're on the road. So the Gemara says, you read a karbasar. You read it like a 14th day, and that's what the Rama says. That in Tafresh Peches, the Rama says, Imhu bamidbar o basvina kore biyom yudalid kemo rofa olam. Right, if you're not in a right, you're not anywhere. Even if you're a tesvav Jew, let's say you're a tesvav Jew that's traveling. You read on yudalid. You're on yudalid because that's when most right. It's maybe it's not connected, but if you're in a makam suffik, you're in a makam suffik. Remember, you read it both days, but yudalid is when you make the bracha. Right, because that is the ikar. We discussed a few weeks ago. Why do you make any bracha? Right? Safek Durabanan Lakula. Right, though. Megill is also Durabanan, but that's different Kabbalah, but at least the bracha. So we say, Meikar Adin, that was maybe one of the riots to Rabbi Chelbo that we just said, that B'dieved, B'yudalad, Yoyotse also. Like we just noted. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Meichan Kore Adam Esa Megillah V'yosef Adei Chavaso. How much of the Megillah do you have to hear to be Yotzei? How much of the Megillah you have to be here? Sir Meir Omer Kula. We possibly like Rabbi Meir. Got to hear the whole Megillah. Got to hear the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, from Ish Yehudi, from where Mordechai comes onto the scene. Rabbi Yossi Omer Meachar Advaram Ha'ela. No, from Paragimel, where Haman comes onto the scene. So which part of the Megillah is Ma'akev? Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. So we're going to have a couple of suggestions of what the source is for this machlokes, a couple of different psukim in the Megillah, each of the psukim alluding to all three opinions. Again, is it, from the beginning, which we might call Vahibi Me Achashverosh? Is it Achashverosh? Is it Mordechai? Is it Haman? Right? Those are the three deus. Which story do you have to, which story do you have to read? So we have Obishem Rabbalazar, Manda Amar Kula, the one who says you have to hear all of it. Al-Kain, Al-Kol Divrei Igaras Hazos. This whole Igaras, we say at the end of the Megillah, the whole letter, as we said, the Megillah is called an Igaras and called a Sefer. So, Kol, Manda Amar Me Ish Yehudi, right? The one who says from Ish Yehudi about Mordechai, because it says, look in the next pasuk, Uma Ra'u Al-Kacha. Umarau al kacha. What is that? Marau. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hainu marau Mordechai shalol hishtachavos lahaman. Or the next pasuk is, yet this letter. Which part of the letter? Not kol. Right. Mordechai's action, not to bow down to Haman. Shebishvil zen is taviv kol agzera. Right. Because that's what led to the whole story. Lahilkach maschel mi Mordechai hainu ish Yehudi. That's the marau al kacha. And then the maldamer me'achad rama'ele, and the one that says just the Haman part of it. So, umahigia alehem. That's the next phrase. Umahigia alehem, right? What happened to them because of the background. Right? So that's the, again, everything leading up is the mitzvah to read the lead up. Bimei Achashverosh and Esther becoming queen. Or is it when Mordechai started? Or is it when the actual, Purim story? So you might, when the actual Purim story, when the Tzara started? Or do you start even earlier? And of course, we paskin, you gotta start from the beginning. Like we spoke about a couple of days ago, Karla Mafreya Lo Yatsa. If you don't see the whole story, Inyan Echad, then it's not going to, you're not going to be Yotze. We had one of the Rishonim, we had a couple of days ago, that the chilik between Kriyashma, the Ritva, right? With a Kriyashma, you could have the Parshios out of order, because, you know, each Parsha is an Inyan Echad. Mashenkin, by the Purim story, now the whole thing is an Inyan Echad. And if you don't read the whole story, then there's no, we're missing. So that's one opinion for the source. Rabbi Simon, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Manda Amar Kula, the one that says Kula, it's based on this pasuk at the end of the Megillah. V'chol Maisei Tokfo Gvuraso, and all the story of his power and his gvura. So Manda Amar, so that's Kol Maisa. V'chol Manda Amar Me'ish Yehudi, Me'ish Yehudi. You go with the continuation of the pasuk. Uparshas Gedulas Mordechai. You show the next line, Asher Gidlo Hamelech. Asher Gidlo Hamelech. The question that some of Farshim ask is, okay, we understand this, right? The my station for like the whole thing, but then the pasuk says, Mordechai Asher Gidlo Hamelech. That's referring back to Mordechai. How can you say that last phrase is Haman? Right? It's one phrase. You look in the pasuk. He raised up Mordechai. This last phrase is talking about Mordechai. It's not talking about Haman. So I saw in the Meichal Hamayim, one of the Sfarim in the back. Meichal Hamayim, he says, because without the Gedula of Haman, then the Gedula of Mordechai wouldn't have been so amazing. A king always has a prime minister. He always gives somebody covet. So if you want to say Mordechai was raised up by the king, okay, you got to have somebody. You know, a lot of kings have Jewish advisors. They realize, you know, it's going to help them. But the gobbles here is that Haman was the prime minister. And then Mordechai took his place. That was the gedulas, right? I said Gidlo HaMelech with the background of having been Gidel Haman beforehand. That's how you could learn Haman from Asher Gidlo HaMelech. So the below gedulas Haman, Ein hanes meruba kolkach bigdulas Mordechai. Shari davar matzuihu shahamelech magdil echad mehasarim. Aval acher gedulas Haman have nes gadol shenis havcha gedulas Haman gedulas Mordechai. V'ze eino b'teva ela ma'isanisim. So that's how this day up could learn Haman from the pasuk that's talking about Mordechai. Good. Rabbi Yossi, next day up. Rabbi Yossi bar Bum Shem Shub ben Levi tokef. Right, what does it say? It says, V'chol Maise Tokfo. So we're just going to darshan from that phrase itself. Tokef could have just, it should have said Tokef, could have said Kol Tokef, and it says Es Kol Tokef. So we darshan each of those. Tokef, Zetokva Shal Haman. Kol Tokef, Zetokva Shal Mordechai. Es Kol Tokef, Zetokva Shal Achashverosh. So we darshan each of those, so a couple of opinions about the source. The Mefarshim say that the word Es, right, we're familiar with it. We're in the Chemia Hamsuni, right? He darshaned every S in the Torah until Rabbi Kiva came along, until he forgot it because he couldn't darshan anything on Es Hashem L'Kachatira, so Rabbi Kiva darshan. But generally, the word S doesn't have a translation. The Mefarshim, if you look at the first time that S appears, which is where? Bereshis Bar Elokim, S Hashemayim, first pasuk in Chumash. First pasuk in Chumash, you already have an S. So the Ramban has a line there about it, but I'll read to you. The Ksava Kabbalah says S, really, it doesn't have a translation, but you need it often to know the meaning of the word. If you say, Ruvain Hika Shimon. So who smote who? You could say, Ruvain, Shimon hit him. Right? Ruvain Hika Shimon. Or is it, Ruvain Hika Shimon. Right? You don't know. So Ruvain Hika S Shimon, then you know. Right? S clarifies who the subject and who the object is. So the Ksava Kabbalah goes through many esim to say how we would have understood without the S. He says S does that A, or sometimes S means im. S means im. It's mitzaref. It's mitzaref two things. Then he brings many examples. Kedarka Bakodesh. That's the Ksava Kabbalah on the first pasuk in Chumash. Interesting. Also Achashverosh. Achashverosh, we call Bahibimei Achashverosh. That's the whole background. And we say, remember, the Gemara in Shabbos, Hadar Kibluha B'yamei Achashverosh. Why do we give him the credit? Hadar Kibluha B'yamei Mordechai V'Esther. Right? Achashverosh, that somehow has something to do with the Kabbalah Satorah. So it's, see if we have time later. Okay. Tani. Rishim Vayachai Omer. Rishim Vayachai says, Mi Balayla Hahu, a fourth opinion. What part of the Megillah is Li'ikuva? Mi Balayla Hahu, from the time of the Geula starting. Not the Shnas HaMelech. Right, from there, Shayz Mapalaso Shal Haman. When the Mapala of Haman started, that's when Iker. Mishamai Sugdulaso Shal Mordechai. Right, so that's where it starts. Interesting, the, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, I think the Yosef Lekach, maybe he's earlier. He points out that Hashem's name is alluded to two places in the Megillah. Right, two places, besides the Hamelachs. But it says, Yavo Hamelach Vahaman Hayom, when Esther invites him to the party. Yavo Hamelach Vahaman Hayom, like Rashi Tevis, and Kikalsa Elav Hara, when he falls onto the bed and he sees things are going downhill, Sofei Tevos, Kikalsa Elav Hara, Yudke Vavke, Sofei Tevos. So Yosef Lekach points out why Dafka those two psukim, and why in the first pasuk is a Rashi Tevis, right? Yavo Hamelech Vahaman Hayom, and the second one is Sofei Tevos, Kikalsa Elav Hara, because this is Haman's high point and Haman's low point. Yavo Hamelech, he's the only one's invited to the party besides the Achashverosh. Yavo Hamelech Vahaman Hayom. And then, who's lifting him up? Rashi Tevis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kikalsa Elav Hara, that's his downfall. He's about to be hanged. Kikalsa Elav Hara, who's pulling him down? So it's Sofei Tevis, pulling him down. Those are the two psukim. Okay. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Meir, Du Amar Kula. We pass on Rabbi Meir. You have to read the whole Megillah, every word. Rabbi Zohar, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Be'ervin, V'tayna Tzibur, Nagu Akok, Rabbi Meir. We've had this line a couple of times in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Be'ervin. What's Ervin? Where you have a Erev Chatzeros, or if you have a sheet of Mavos, do you need both of them? If you have a sheet of Mavos, which covers the Erev for the whole area, do you need the Erev Chatzeros? So yeah, Rameir says yeah. So an Erev, and in Tainus Sibur, which has to do with Duchening by Mincha, which we discussed back in Masechas Tainus, the Minog is like Rabbi Meir. So a different lashon of not Halach Rabbi Meir, but the Minog. Nago Olam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Af Megillas Esther Nago Rabbi Meir. Also the Minog. In Megillas Esther, meaning even Me'ikar Adin, if you say that you don't have to hear the whole Megillah, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to hear the whole Megillah, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Chalber, Rav Masna, Yosi, Bar Menashe, B'Shem Rav, Bein Kamanda Amar Kula, Bein Kamanda Amar Mish Yehudi, Bein Kamanda Amar Echad Ramayla, Ubizami Sefer Shalem. There's a machlokas about how much you have to hear, but you have to have the whole Megillah written in front of you. The whole Megillah has to be written in front of you, right? How much you have to read Le'ikuva is the machlokas Tanoim, but you have to have it written in front of you. There is a sheet, the Rush says, at the end of the second parak, here in Beis Dalid, the Rush says, Lechatchila, Tzricha Shediksuva Kula, Ava B'dieved, even if we had earlier, or the Rush says we had earlier, we didn't have this in Yerushalmi, we know, let's say some of the Megillah is rubbed out. Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you have 51%. 51%, different than Torah. As long as you have Rove there, as long as you're not missing the beginning and the end, and you're not missing a whole topic inside. Those are the limitations. You have to have at least 51% written in front of you, but you can't be missing beginning, end, or any whole topic in the middle. Like a big son of a Sarah story. That's the example. That's a small topic in the middle. You can't be missing that. Okay. Reb Chelbo, Reb Masa, Reb Yossi, Barman, Ashaya, B'Shem Ravim, Haisak, Suva, Chumash, Ninkar, Barabim. If you have a Megillas Esther that's written, what's with the other, you have all five Megillas written on a cloth. So that's not allowed to read that because there's no Isa, right? This is along with the other, this is all along with Rus and Kohelas. Nothing against that, but Megillas Esther has to be unique. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, but they had Yotos, because of the Hedyotos, the simple people that won't realize the Persume Nisa Shabo, that's why you're not allowed to read such a Megillah. Ula Biyira Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ragil. Rabbi Chanina Ragil. Either that was his name, or he was Ragil. He was a great Balkore. Zarach like Rosh HaBalayav L'Shnos HaBayom. Oh, we could spend the whole shiur on the next couple of lines, right? This is from Davdalin in the Bavli also. You have to read the Megillah twice. You have to read it at night and repeat it during the day. Havin and Savin Meimar L'Shnos Mishnasa. The Havamina was that, what does it mean L'Shnosa? It means you have to learn it during the day. That's the Havamina. There's no Kriyas Megillah during the day. You have to have a shiur on Hilchas Megillah, Mesechas Megillah during the day. That's the Havamina. Look at all the Akronim, what that Havamina is. Right? The Sfasemes and the Netziv. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari Bavlai L'Shanos Kriyasa. No, it doesn't mean to learn it. It means to repeat the Kriya, L'Shanos Kriyasa. That's why we read the Megillah at night and by day. Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi Chelba, Ula Beira, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chanina. The same person talking. Right, this is in the Bavli and the end of Tainus. Hashem's going to make a circle for the tzaddikim in the future. My time, oh, what's the source? Shisu libchim lechela, lechola ksiv. Lechela can mean lechola, which means a circle. Va'tzadikim aron oso be'etzba. And the tzadikim are going to be pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. Va'omrim ki zeh, a different pasuk than quoted in the Bavli, ki zeh elokim, but zeh always means you can point to it. Zeh elokim elokeinu olam ba'ed hu yinagenu al mus. Almus be'alimus, in secret. Almus bezrizus, with alacrity. Almus ki'ilein almus, like somebody young who has a lot of energy. That at that time, there's going to be clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddikim are going to be, right, meirov mehirus ein anikach lechaso, or that's for talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, not the tzaddikim, the secret, and the hiddenness. Tirgim akilus asa nesaya olam she'ein bo mavis. Akilus, right, which might mean unkelus, we've said. Maybe it means asa nesaya, maybe that's one word. Olam she'ein bo mavis, a life where there is no death. He's going to lead us in this world. He's going to lead us in the next world. We're going to stop there, Barabbi Chelbo, Beth Hashem. We'll continue the last couple of lines next time.